T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to Dallas. Jim Ryan joining us live this morning. There's an accidental tourist attraction in Dallas. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it happened. It was born on Sunday when a demolition crew was trying to bring down an 11-story office building a little to the north of downtown Dallas. They used explosives, and it was a dramatic explosion that was supposed to bring the building down into its own footprint. Well, the outer walls did collapse. The floors collapsed, but the concrete reinforced elevator shaft in the stairwell stayed in place. Essentially, it fell flat down onto the ground, but then tilted over to one side. It looks kind of like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's become known as the Leaning Tower of Dallas, and people have lined up to take pictures with that in the background, posting those to Instagram, to Twitter, and all over the place. There's a petition going around, maybe a tongue-in-cheek petition, to try to save this new landmark. They'd hope to get about 500 signatures on that change.org petition. They're getting very close to that now, Susan.
All right. The Leaning Tower of Dallas. I watched this implosion, and I can't imagine what was going through the heads of the people who were responsible for trying to bring that building down when they saw part of it stand up. I mean, how do you go about bringing the tower down? Do you knock it down with a wrecking ball? What's their plan?
Yeah, exactly. That's the intention now. The weather's been terrible here for the last few days. It's cold and it's rainy, and that hasn't been conducive to getting trucks out there in the mud to try to push this thing over or to knock it down with wrecking balls. But yes, that's the plan, to use a crane, to use wrecking balls, use old-fashioned methods to bring this thing down. By the way, the demolition crew, the company that was in charge of this project, says this happens occasionally. Like, I've seen it happen once or twice with big structures that were being brought down but just didn't quite fall completely. This one, though, has become sort of a local celebrity, if you will.
Yeah. Is there any danger that it's posing right now?
No. Even if it were to fall off to the direction in which it's leaning, it wouldn't hit anything but an empty field. This whole area, Susan, needs to be developed, a $2.5 billion condo complex, retail. And the opponents, the folks behind this petition, are as much opposed to that project, that big the commercial project, as they are to seeing the landmark here saved.
Okay. Jim, thanks so much. It's Jim Ryan joining us, the Leaning Tower of Dallas. It's the newest tourist attraction in Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.